WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There. In a little while, we talk to the eminent military historian Sir Michael Howard. The war in the Gulf is affecting the playlists of rock and roll radio. It's giving new life to old songs like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, The Shirelles' Soldier Boy, and Show Me the Way by Styx. There's also new pro and anti-war songs and remakes of old ones. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of some of them.
One, two, three, and...
Everybody's talking about
planet Earth, rebirth,
United Nations, good relations,
space station, starvation,
radiation,
salvation,
education, liberation.
Oh, and we don't stop.
Be
the new version of John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance was overseen by Lennon's son Sean and Lenny Kravitz, a musician whose debut album last year often sounded like Sgt. Pepper in a blender. They rounded up more than 30 singers, including Bonnie Raitt, Tom Petty, LL Cool J, and Peter Gabriel. This version of the song is earnest and energetic, but it lacks a couple of things. One is timeliness. In its present context, Give Peace a Chance means give sanctions a chance. Lenny Kravitz has said as much in interviews. But the time of sanctions is past, people are fighting, and in this sense, peace was given the briefest of chances and lost. As a piece of music, this all-star effort also lacks the tension that was provided in the original by John Lennon's voice. However much you might agree with its sentiment, the lyric and melody of this song are, you have to admit, hopelessly sappy. John Lennon's sharp nasal voice gave his Give Peace a Chance the sting of irony, a thin coating of bitterness that let you know he doubted the world would give peace a chance. That's the entirely appropriate message for 1991 that's missing in this new version.
Everybody's talking about Amazon's
trees, guns,
cancer cells
from the sun,
Middle East crazy bees,
rock and rollers sing for peace.
Country music and its audience have long been receptive to the kind of blunt sloganeering that can seem corny in rock or pop. Heartfelt corniness is, in fact, one of country music's great strengths. Months before the Persian Gulf War erupted, Hank Williams Jr. was sizing up popular opinion and giving it his usual aggressive twist. He came up with this, the brutally jingoistic, "Don't Give Us a Reason."
Hey, old Saddam, you figured wrong when you thought the whole world would back down and let you take all the oil and rape Kuwait and plunder and spoil. Let sleeping dogs lie, don't give us a reason. 'Cause people in the USA are not really afraid of your starving army and all your wore-out tanks. And if you take some innocent lives, that's when the fur's gonna really fly. Hey man, back off and get smart, don't give us a reason. Don't give us a reason to come gunning for you, 'cause the odds don't look so good and your neck is in a noose. 'Cause the eagle and the bear make a mighty strong pair, and my advice is don't give them a reason.
It's interesting to note that this song did not soar to the top of the charts. This may have to do with the fact that it's a pretty crude stab at a novelty hit, but I also think there's something else at work here. The country music audience is often stereotyped as innately conservative, but like any other mass audience, there's actually a wide array of opinions about any issue. That may be why more subtle country songs that aren't as overtly pro or anti-war have become popular. I'm thinking of songs like Waylon Jennings' The Eagle, and this one, a big hit from Aaron Tippin, called You've Got to Stand for Something.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. it on the screen. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
There's an artful ambivalence in that song that makes it easy to rally around. Aaron Tippin, Hank Williams Jr., and Sean Lennon all in their various ways want to comfort and reassure their audiences. Only one new song about the war wants to unsettle its listeners. That's Randy Newman's Lines in the Sand. Newman isn't giving interviews about the song. He says he wants its message to speak for itself. But his record label, Warner Brothers, has said he recorded it the night the war began. As you'll hear, it's a lovely piece of music whose simple instrumentation suggests that Newman watched PBS's Civil War series and was influenced by the period music he heard there. While its melody is soothing, Lines in the Sand fully conveys Newman's real feelings about this war in a way no pop song has so far.
Deep in the desert, evening draws night, brave sons and daughters look to the sky. The blood of these children a stain on the land. If they died to defend some lines in the sand. We old men will guide you, though we won't be there beside you. We wish you well. We wish you well.
Oh, Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.